currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Connie Terman at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Connie.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where every week you can engage with your community by discovering the latest developments in citywide events. I'm Connie Terman. The City of Kirkland is continuing to collaborate with citizens and various councils on a new set of ambitious codes that would encourage more sustainable building practices and actions.
The primary purpose of the Green Codes project is to promote low-impact development, increase energy efficiency on public and private properties, and I think we can all agree that saving our natural resources is important.
The proposed codes, called Green Codes, could provide a wide range of incentives for a range of efforts that increase renewable energy and energy efficiency, while decreasing the amount of polluted stormwater that washes into Puget Sound. One of the ways these codes could accomplish this is by crediting homes for their use of pervious materials in driveway, walkway, and patio construction.
Basically, the idea of permeable or pervious asphalt, it's a medium that allows the rainwater, when it falls and hits a road, to actually percolate down through that layer and back into the groundwater, rather than just floating across the surface into the storm drain and then shooting directly out to the lake.
In single-family neighborhoods, the city's code currently allows builders to develop 50% of a lot size with impervious surfaces, surfaces that drain stormwater directly into the streets and drains. And stormwater regulations only require a developed lot to recapture just 10% of the stormwater it generates. In addition, the current code doesn't distinguish between a driveway that channels water into the stormwater system and a pervious driveway that filters water into the soil beneath it.
In creating the Green Codes, we mostly removed barriers in the zoning code and the municipal code and created incentives so that property owners and developers alike could make more sustainable choices. One example of a Green Code is changing how we calculate lot coverage. For example, if somebody was building or remodeling a home, they can now use pervious concrete for their walkways and driveways or patios, and they can get a break on their lot coverage. This may not seem like much, but it could help somebody add a couple hundred square feet onto their home. At the same time, by using pervious surface, help keep pollution out of Kirkland streams and Lake Washington. Using Green Codes is a win-win proposition.
The Green Codes consist of more than 20 amendments to the city's existing zoning and municipal codes, but they also formed new chapters devoted to the low-impact development on sites with four or more lots and electric vehicle infrastructure such as charging stations. To draft the codes, city staff devoted much of 2011 to identifying and ultimately removing the barriers to more sustainable development in Kirkland. Many of Green Code's goals are being tested at the Northwest Harvest House, a private residence in Kirkland. The goal of the owners, who requested anonymity, is to build one of the nation's first net zero houses. That is, a house that produces as much energy as it consumes. To build the house, architects are reusing 98% of the material from the house that originally stood on that lot. They are using cisterns to capture and treat rainwater for human consumption, and they produce 17 kilowatts of energy with solar panels. The house has the nation's largest rain garden, and it has an expansive vegetable garden and mini fruit orchard. When the house is completed in April, the owners are hoping for a LEED Platinum rating, as well as a 5-star Built Green certification. The Heathman Hotel was recently voted one of the nation's best luxury hotels by one of the nation's most popular travel websites. Every year, TripAdvisor uses the thousands of public comments on its site to rank hotels by popularity. And this year, those comments put the Heathman in the 5th slot. If the tolls on the 520 bridge have you believing your only other options across the lake are I-90 or Lake City Way, King County Metro has dedicated a website and a video to you. The site also introduces commuters to vanpooling, which are exempt from 520 tolls and telecommuting. Peak hour traffic on the 520 bridge has plummeted by 35% to 40% since the Washington State Department of Transportation began tolling on December 29th. To a large extent, the Department of Transportation says peak times on I-90 and 522 have increased, with I-90 receiving most of the impact. However, total traffic for the entire system has decreased by 5% to 10%. Annie Johnson, a spokesperson for the Department of Transportation, says that decrease reflects people's decisions to eliminate non-essential trips across the lake, such as shopping. Of course, if you have to get across the lake, the question you must answer is not if, but how. And there again, technology has an answer for you. Two smartphone apps can predict in real time how much money the 520 toll will cost and how much time it will save you. The first is 520 or 90, which you can download from 520or90.com. The other app is called Toll Troll. It is available at the App Store and Android's Market. Remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland on demand on the city's website or on your mobile device and on YouTube. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to KirklandTV@kirklandwa.gov. Thanks for watching Currently Kirkland. We'll see you next week.